Federal prosecutors rested their case earlier this week in the corruption trial of ousted Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. But the former governor's defense attorneys won't start their case until Monday. Illinois Public Radio's Robert Wildebor has been covering the Blagojevich trial in Chicago. Robert, as we've heard from your reports, the wiretap recordings of Rob Blagojevich have portrayed the ex-Illinois governor as someone who swore a lot and spent lavishly. But do the recordings actually prove that Blagojevich broke the law?
Well, I think it goes to kind of his motives. And prosecutors are asking jurors to keep everything in mind and to put it all in context and to view this all in context. You're right that, you know, it's questionable have prosecutors met their burden. If you've been following the case, it seems like maybe they haven't. I think at the end of the case, the judge always provides rules and says, okay, now the defendant, you know, is guilty of X if he did A, B, and C. And so prosecutors are trying to show jurors that Blagojevich was out for himself. And so within that context, then they'll judge the other acts. When he made a phone call, was it in furtherance of to achieve a certain end?
You know, in the last few weeks, we've been hearing these wiretap recordings from your reports. How has Blagojevich reacted to the recordings in the courtroom?
There is two binders, actually, huge binders with all the transcripts of all the calls. And so, because when you're in the courtroom, it can be hard to hear the phone calls. They're played over a couple speakers in the courtroom, and they're just difficult to understand. So jurors are going along line by line, reading along with these transcripts. Blagojevich shares one of these big binders with his lawyer, and so he can do the same thing, and he's just reading along line by line, so he doesn't necessarily react. But then, when there is stuff, when, you know, he's saying something particularly foul or using some salty language, He will often, you know, kind of smile or act kind of sheepish and play it off that way.
How will these reactions resonate with jurors?
I don't know, but it's interesting because courtroom drama and theatrics, I think, is playing into this trial. One of the things that's happening here is Robert Blagojevich is kind of this forgotten part of this trial. He's on trial too here, the governor's brother, but he's only charged with 5 counts, and he's sitting towards the side of the courtroom, kind of squished up against the side of the courtroom, and his lawyers only, when they cross-examine witnesses, they might only be up there for 6-7 minutes, and then they sit back down, and all they say in that time is, now, in the meeting with Robert, you know, was Robert in that meeting? No. Was Robert consulted on this? No. Thank you, nothing further, and boom, they're gone, and they're just kind of trying to be so under the radar about everything, and I think maybe they're sitting squished up against the wall is kind of a visual of how they hope jurors will see this case, that he's just not involved, and they'll say, you know, not guilty.
What's Robert Blagojevich's defense going to be?
My understanding from his attorney is that it'll be just him testifying and his wife testifying, and they're just going to say, hey, Robert came in to help his brother, to get to know his brother. He was only on the scene for 4 months. Money isn't a factor for this guy. He was handed a list of donors to go and call. He did what he was told. He doesn't know anything about campaign fundraising and politics. He was handed a list and he did what he was told, and there was no criminal intent.
The defense is expected to make its case starting Monday. In fact, you know, this week they've been sifting through wiretap recordings. What kind of recordings can we expect to hear in the next few weeks?
Well, what the defense wants to play is recordings where Blagojevich may be, for example, in this whole Senate seat this whole charge on the Senate seat. He wants to show that maybe he was thinking of appointing Lisa Madigan to push forward his legislative agenda here in Illinois, which would say to jurors, look, Blagojevich is trying to be a politician and do his job and get things for the people of Illinois out of this Senate seat, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? And okay, so he can try and prove that to jurors. The problem is that doesn't really speak to the other times when he's trying to get something for Rod Blagojevich, and that's why they're having so much trouble getting in some of these tapes, because they need to stay relevant. Okay, it's fine and well that the governor was doing his job at some times, but that's what you would expect. The problem is when he wasn't doing his job, when he was committing alleged illegal acts, that's what we need to talk about. We don't need to talk about the 90% of the time he was doing his job, or whatever the breakdown is, whatever percentage you want to assign. What we want to talk about is those times when he was not doing his job, allegedly.
And you know, the defense has subpoenaed a laundry list of lawmakers who may show up at this trial. Who can we expect to hear from in the next few weeks?
Well, as you know, defense attorneys have been trying to arrange that. They say, you know, this trial, the prosecution ended much sooner than they expected. So they're kind of, in the hot seat to get some of these people in town who are these high profile people. I think what defense attorneys are really focused on trying to get Rahm Emanuel in, the White House chief of staff, who was a Northwest Side congressman here in Chicago and is the subject of one of these alleged schemes. And they want him to go on the stand and basically say, you know, oh, he's got this long history with Blagojevich. He supported Blagojevich. Defense attorneys will say, you know, you supported Blagojevich in this run and in this effort and blah, blah, blah. And then you say your old buddy was pressuring you. Did you feel pressure? Was this a shakedown? You know, you're a powerful congressman. You've run elections nationwide. You were feeling pressure by this guy. You're known as this hard-charging politician, and you were feeling pressure. You can fight back, right? If you were feeling pressure, you would have said so, right? And so they want to get Rahm on the stand. But yeah, the other folks, we'll see if any of them show up. But it looks like they may be backing off on trying to get some of those other high-powered people in. And of course, earlier in the trial, they wanted to get Obama on the stand, but the judge said that wasn't going to happen.
And does the defense have a strategy in terms of successfully countering what the prosecution's case has been for the last few weeks?
Well, they're going to try and say that a lot of these schemes that the government has charged, that they're just not true. They just never happened. For example, the Senate seat. There was no, Blagojevich didn't get a job, and no one was ever appointed. So how was there a crime? It was just a lot of ideas. It was brainstorming and a lot of chatter, and Blagojevich is an ideas man who throws out crazy ideas. But, you know, he's just brainstorming. And so that's going to be a big part of their defense. And then the other part will be that, you know, if there was anything criminal done here, it wasn't Blagojevich's intent to do anything criminal, that he was relying on his advisors, that he surrounded himself with smart people who had law degrees, and if he was doing something wrong, going down the wrong path, if he was saying crazy stuff and brainstorming, then it was their job to stop him.
And how long will it take for the defense to rest its case?
I don't know. I think there are going to be about 10 or 12 witnesses in the defense case, according to the defense attorney, Sam Adam Jr. That includes Rod Blagojevich. You know, usually a defense is a few days to maximum 2 weeks, and I don't expect the defense will go more than 2 weeks here. It could be shorter, but then you've got a witness like Blagojevich on the stand. Prosecutors may want to take a long time with him going through tapes saying, okay, now on such and such date, you said you wanted to get a job doing something for yourself in return for appointing someone to the Senate. How was that helping the people of Illinois? Were you working for the people of Illinois? And when you proposed the idea of Patty Blagojevich getting such and such job, was that for the people of Illinois? And I mean, they could go line by line through a lot of this stuff. And so that could take a long time.